The core theme is the establishment of specific laws for voluntary Nazarite vows and the dedication of the tabernacle and its priests. Set during Israel's wilderness wanderings under Moses' leadership with instructions given by the Lord, the main characters are the Lord Obion, Moses, Aaron, the Israelite leaders, and the Levites, with relationships defined by divine command, priestly mediation, and tribal representation. The Lord instructs Moses on the law for Nazarites, detailing restrictions against grape products, haircuts, and contact with the dead, along with purification and offering procedures for accidental defilement and for completing the vow. Following this, the Lord gives Aaron and his sons a priestly blessing to pronounce over Israel. After Moses consecrates the tabernacle, the tribal leaders present identical offerings over 12 days for the altar's dedication. The Lord then speaks to Moses from the tent of meeting, commanding that the lampstand lamps face forward, which Aaron does. Subsequently, the Lord commands the purification and consecration of the Levites as a wave offering to serve at the tent in place of Israel's firstborn male. Moses, Aaron, and the community obey, and a retirement age for Levitical service is set. In the New Testament passage, Paul, upon advice from Jerusalem church leaders, joins four men who have made a vow, undergoing purification rites, and paying their expenses to demonstrate his obedience to the law. The psalm responds by exhorting those who desire life to refrain from evil speech, turn from evil, do good, and pursue peace. This sequence details the codification of voluntary consecration. The Nazarite vow, alongside the formal dedication of the newly constructed tabernacle and its personnel, the event trajectory moves from individual vows to corporate worship and priestly service, solidifying the liturgical framework for Israel's journey. Paul's later participation in a Nazarite vow illustrates the continuity of this practice within first-century Judaism. These instructions and dedications position Israel for ordered worship as they prepare to depart from Sinai.